Blog Talk Radio.
Another installment of Thoughts of a Brother. This is Corey T. We want to again wish our third co-host, hope you out there having fun. You know, we feeling you not being here, man. But we're going to go on and do this anyway. Homeboy, what you got for?
What up, world? It's Boy Bone. Billy L. Boston Jr. Personally want to wish my homeboy and his wife a happy anniversary. Hope they're enjoying themselves. Like my homeboy said, we can feel your presence not here. Definitely feel it. But we hope you're enjoying yourself and can't wait till y'all get back. And with that, pass it back to my homeboy.
I should throw out that happy anniversary too. You know, I say it when I see you, but I can say it here too. I'm going to try to carry your baby, this in the know thing. This is your baby, but I'm going to try to carry it and see what I do with it. So, first topic. Clifford Harris, a.k.a. T.I., a.k.a. Tip, a.k.a. King of the South, and Floyd Mayweather, a.k.a. Money Mayweather, get in a brawl last night, or early this morning. The headline says, T.I. versus Floyd Mayweather, brawl erupts on Vegas Strip. All right, this is posted on TMZ. It says, T.I. took a swing at Floyd Mayweather Jr. and it caused a chair-tossing brawl in the Fatburger on the Vegas Strip early Sunday morning. According to several witnesses, Floyd was eating inside the restaurant when T.I. walked up and started jawing at Floyd. It is unclear what caused the beef, but we're told that T.I. swung at Floyd. Their giant bodyguards jumped in to separate them, and the all-out melee began. T.I. and Floyd.
Is my time now?
Go ahead.
T.I.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What you thinking, man? Come on, I understand, you know, the bravado and all that that comes along with being a big-time rapper. And that, I can see how that would clash with a boxer, I would say, of Floyd's hype.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's got just as much bravado. He's got everything that most rappers have today. The flashiness, the money, you know, like the jibber jabber. So I can understand how that would explode like that, but come on, T.I., you gotta be
okay.
You got a family you gotta go home to, man. Don't swing on them.
Speaking of family, this whole altercation allegedly stems from, okay, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but Floyd and Tiny used to be an item back in the day. Okay. When T.I., after he married Tiny, whatever, they separated, according to these reports, Floyd tried to push up on him in their separation. Tiny posted pictures of herself and Floyd's daughter with the caption, "My new boo." So, in the second article that came out later today, it says T.I. never intended to get in a fight with Floyd Mayweather in Vegas. Sources close to the rapper tell TMZ. But Tip was definitely pissed about money possibly getting close to his wife. Tamika Tiny Cottle didn't appear to be near the fight last night, but she was in Vegas. And hours before, posted a picture on Instagram while hanging out with Floyd's daughter, calling the young girl her quote-unquote new boo. We're told T.I. was upset about the photo and felt it was disrespectful to him, so he planned to confront Floyd in person. Once they got face-to-face, T.I. flipped, and Floyd told him to control your expletive, you know, B word. And that's what started the swinging outside of Fat Burger. So now, we said, Tip, you know, this ain't your fight. It's really not the ride, the road you want to go down. But with the new information, do you understand a little better now? Do you?
No! Buddy Mayweather, Mr. Undefeated.
Yeah.
You got to just swallow that. First of all, you're approaching the wrong person.
Absolutely.
You're approaching the wrong person. See?
Go ahead.
His pride got a control of him. He was thinking clearly. Obviously, he was not thinking clearly. He should not have approached Floyd at all. He should have talked to his wife if he had an issue with that. But even if he just happened to run into him coincidentally, he didn't go looking for him from the sound of it. He went looking for him,
yeah.
Okay. Even if he just happened to run into him and things got a little heated or whatever, come on, man. You don't swing on this man. First of all,
yeah,
you can't. The man can't hit you. The man literally can go to jail if he hits you.
And he know that.
T.I. know that. Come on, man.
T.I.
Nah, that's why I would not swallow him, because I'm not going to take the chance that he forget that he can't hit or he just plain out don't care and hit you anyway and deal with whatever consequence. Come on, man. All right.
Okay.
I think
T.I. is, you are good at what you do. You're a rapper. But we're talking about undefeated Floyd Mayweather.
Yes, man.
He knocks people out for a living. Paychecks. This is what he does. I understand you're heated, but like you said, you wouldn't have the wrong one. Your issue shouldn't have even been with Floyd.
No.
Unless you know some other information that ain't been posted
right.
in these articles.
Exactly.
But even still, your issue shouldn't be with Floyd. You're married. You got a wife. Your issue should be with her. I don't know. It's just crazy. I thought that would be a good talking point for us. But I guess we agree. I don't know why I didn't think we would.
Oh, man.
This is probably going to be a 2-second conversation, but, you know, it's all about. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are officially married now. Saturday, they tied the knot, gave their nuptials, Florence, Italy. And it solidified. How do we feel about that? Do we care about that? What is this? Let me ask you this. If you were Kanye, would you marry Kim?
If I was Kanye, would I marry Kim?
Saying you're Kanye, you're not be there. You're not born. Just saying. Same situation.
It's hard for me to say. Obviously, it's something about it that he likes. So if I was Kanye, then I probably would. But if I was born in Kanye's business, then I probably would not. You know, so I think I would have a little better of a selection. But Kim Kardashian, I don't know her. I don't know her outside of
Ray J.
You know, Ray J. Of course, that's the first impression that we have of Kim Kardashian, and then the celebrity that has grown off of that.
Yeah.
So with that alone, for a long time. So, yeah. It might have been something there a long time ago. He could overlook that.
And she has a track record of being unfaithful, according to reports and all of that, you know. She was married to, what's old boy name, basketball player?
Yeah.
Humphrey, whatever name.
His 15 minutes is up.
Yeah.
I forgot it right now.
But, I don't know. Whatever. They did it. Hope it worked out. Happy for you. Live your life. With that, I'm going to leave this alone.
That was good, though.
All right. We're going to go on into the show. Title of the show is My Journey. We decided, well, you want to start it off, you can go ahead and give the description.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't do that. I hope you were going to go ahead and say it.
Okay,
but, hey,
I can finish it, but, you know, hey.
I think we're pretty much on the same
yeah.
wavelength. Our journey, we took this opportunity, I guess, to expand or explore the journey we've taken as two young adults on a spiritual journey, I would have to say.
Right.
And what we plan on doing for you today is just taking you down the road of us, starting out when we were probably a little younger, speaking for myself anyway. When we were younger and the influence that, church and my grandmother and my mother, the influence their spirituality had on me and how it formed mine today. So that's going to be our journey.
Well, you said pretty much what I would have said. You ready to kick it off?
Go ahead. Kick it off.
All right. Here's some more.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Through home.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that takes me back to, you know, my young days, you know, sitting at my grandma's house, you know, listening to her in the kitchen or in her rocking chair humming gospel songs all day long, you know, and for me, that was the beginning of me having this feeling, but not really knowing what it is,
right.
You know, when you was young, you know, it evoked emotion and evoked other feelings that you didn't have the vocabulary to describe, but you knew it was something.
Right. Right.
You know, songs like that take me back to that.
Okay. It's a nice song to take you back. Nice place to go to. My journey's going to start off a little different. I'll explain it after I let it play.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and smile all night long, but the Lord will help us win the fight. Lord, 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 Lord
I get the old Albertinas and all the older generation, but I was in the house raised as an only child. I wasn't an only child, but my siblings were gone, and I had to listen to the music my mom and dad had listened to. That's how I got introduced by the names like Willie Banks, Mighty Clive George, Jackson Southern Air, and the like. I'm going to leave it at that. We'll go a little deeper as we keep moving. What you got, though?
Well, let's just continue on our journey, man. Go ahead and play number two for me.
Trouble of the world.
Mahalia Jackson, that song right there is deep. I can almost remember like yesterday the first time I heard it on 1590 AM.
Yeah.
You know, when my mom's inside the kitchen cooking up something, you know, playing the radio. I remember hearing that song, and it's a sad song for me, but it's a deep song at the same time. It takes me back when I think about my grandmother and how she lived her life with so much pride and dignity and strength, and how it seemed like she was never wavered by anything, no matter what's going on around her. She kept her head up, you know, and that strength that she had, it was strength for not just her, but the entire family. You know, so Mahalia Jackson, it's on my phone. I listen to it just about every other day. Take me where I need to go and set me back on the straight and narrow.
That's what's up, man. For those of you who might have just joined, if you haven't figured out by now, we are going through our personal journeys from an introduction to God and, you know, who he's been throughout, regardless of who we've been. So I'm going to go ahead. This one holds a special place for me, and I'll explain it to you in a minute.
Lord, you know that I'm your child, and I'm doing the best that I can. Why my way gets so to hold me, Lord.
Jesus,
to be
you don't hold me,
hold me,
I will surely fall.
Jesus,
I need your strength,
hold me,
need your mercy, Lord.
Jesus,
if you hold me,
hold me,
everything will be alright.
Jesus,
somebody need you,
hold me,
to be a doctor, Jesus.
Jesus,
somebody need you,
hold me,
to be a lawyer.
Like I was saying, Jackson Southern Air, again, that's how I was introduced by groups like that. But this one, for some reason, I don't know, I couldn't have been no more than 7, 8 years old. Didn't really understand what I was listening to, but something agreed with the song so much that I sung it in church as a little boy. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how life can take you back. And as I'm putting this show together, I'm listening to songs, I'm listening to the words of that song, and that's one I can listen to right now today and agree with every word. Shit. You know what I mean? So we'll keep taking you through the journey. It's on you, old boy.
I don't know, that was a little tough to follow right there, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try. This one for me, opened up a new door to me as far as, I think when I heard this song, this is when I started to get it. This is when I started to really understand the power of gospel music as well as just the power of spirituality altogether. So I'm just going to go right into it.
I just want to take time to tell you a story about a man called Shaolin Jung. Jung joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran and sat him down. He jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs. His hands were going. When they turned their hands loose, the feet were going. It's just a light fire. It's just a light fire. Shut up in the bones. They did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we've got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing. in the field. They drove all of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at their whole mules. Walked over to him and said, "Brother, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to tell me that I dance too much." One of the deacons told him, "If you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church." Somebody say, in your church. Said, "Look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church." Then he said, "Look at me. I'm 86 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. In your church. Listen, brother deacons, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm gonna shout right now. Hold my mule. That's the way I feel right now. I feel like old Shawn John. I know we got some dignified folks in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising him. and praise the Lord while you have a chance. Anybody? Oh, oh, oh.
Come on, praise the Lord.
Service season, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't even have to say anything else, really.
Yeah.
You know.
You picked a good one. So good, you knocked it off my list.
I'm sorry.
I got to throw that disclaimer out there. That was on my list, but I'm not mad. I can keep going.
As long as it got in, right?
It got in. I mean, the fact that you picked that is something impactful for you. You got the point of the story. Like you said, you started to get it.
We understood at that point.
Yeah. Well, with my next one, where I'm going to go is, I'm going to go to something. I'm using songs that have been impactful in emotional ways, I guess I'll say. There weren't many Saturdays that I went off with my daddy. You know what I mean? But this song right here takes me back to We Riding. It's me and him in his Lincoln. You know what I mean? He's doing his thing, but this is what he listen. This type of music is what he listened to the majority of the time. This song, I just play it.
Through the years, I keep on toiling. Savior, I'm waiting on Jesus to come again. marching on until you come and carry me home. Oh, I need Father, when it's all over, please write your name above. Oh, when the gates swing open.
Because that's personal. That's basically a prayer. So as a 8, 9, 10-year-old boy, I could accept my daddy telling me I had something in my eye when I was listening to that song. But in adult age, I understand that. I understand what that song was. You know what I mean? So that's another one that's impactful for me.
Well, you know, I'm gonna take us forward in time a little bit as far as my journey is concerned. You know, I'm gonna skip through what I'm gonna call my my lost years, I'd say, when I was out there thinking I was grown, doing what I wanted to do. You know, but when your foundation is built on a particular thing, no matter how far you may stray, it's going to come a time when you're going to come back to where your roots are.
Yeah.
And this song, for me, it brought me back.
That's what's up.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony?
what pulled you off that you would never make it? What did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Help me. He is
mine.
for he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am
his. He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the mess.
He is mine. I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. While he only sees me for who I am. Man, let me tell you. When I first heard that song, it hit me. But like everything, it took me a minute to process it. But once I processed it, oh man. I feel like that put me back on the right track. I strayed for a little bit, but that brought me back, like I said earlier.
Need those.
Yeah, need that. Yeah. Definitely.
Man. All right, I'm gonna relax in the golden era for a second. I'm gonna go back from, you know, getting to a place where I thought I knew a little something, and the first time I really experienced something and felt like I didn't know what I was going to do. You know, which way to turn, and I don't know nothing. And I stumbled across this song.
Y'all ready to have a good time? Do you mean that? If you mean that, look over and take your neighbor by the hands and neighbor, I love you. Now wait a minute, some of y'all dropping your head when you say that. Look them right in the eye and say, neighbor, I love you. And when people talk about you and call you all kind of mean things, tell them this for me. Try to. He's all right.
Oh,
Secret somebody had told me a long time ago. Try Jesus. It just so happened to work. So you all, where we going?
Man, first of all, I want to take this moment to tell you, you know, how much I'm enjoying this. A little different without a homeboy here.
Yeah.
But I think the little change of pace that we decided to do
is necessary,
you know, for us. Definitely, and I'm pretty sure somebody out there somewhere is getting something out of this. So just want to take the time to say that. With that, we can go right into the next one. And I'll do a little explanation at the end.
Well, there it is.
I just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, oh, oh. I just wanna cross that river.
Father,
I wanna be free from sin. Oh, oh, I just want my name written. Oh Lord, written in the Lamb's book of life. When this life is over, woo! Just wanna have eternal life, Lord. Oh, I wanna hear you say, I wanna hear you say, oh,
hey.
Anybody wanna hear you say, woo!
Oh.
of being misused. How many of y'all know pride changed things? Can I get a witness? Pride changed things. Somebody said I shouldn't pray tonight, but
King, worthy is the Lamb. You are the Holy One,
Holy One,
very
righteous,
righteous
King.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You are the
You are the Holy One.
Lift your hands. You know that's him.
And so pure.
like I should have, to walk the path that's right, to do the things you would. Give me a clean heart, and I will serve nobody but you. Give me a clean heart, to lose a double mind. Everything will be just fine. Just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand new. And I am calling out to you for a same exchange. I will gladly take your joy for my weakness. Give me clean heart, and I will serve nobody but you. Yeah, that's a fan day with you. Stay on the path you've chosen and stick with it all the way. Give me a clean heart, and I will serve nobody but you. Give me a clean heart, I'm coming now to you. Keep my heart from fainting. This is all I know to do. Just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand new. And I am worshiping your great and holy name. I'm determined to have life with no change.
Lord, I don't want to cross the line drawn out in the sand. But to ignore this would be abortion of a feeling that we now both know lives deep within. So in spite of embarrassment or rejection, it didn't matter. I could not be negligent or ignore what I feel anymore. That's why deep blood red is all I see, oh, oh. Deep blood red is what I want to be. Oh, how I'd shine, yeah. Oh, how proud I'd be if when you saw me, you would see deep blood red. I guess you can say I was inspired. I guess you can tell my heart was moved with a yearning paramount desire, oh, to be something monumental to you. So I'm taking this moment to bestow or present my heart to you, to show you the weight of the magnitude of my interest in you. That's why deep blood red is all I see. Deep blood red, it is what I wanna be. Oh, how I would shine. Oh, how proud I'd be if when you saw words, there are no other words, other words,
above the world,
above the world.
Destiny,
destiny.
Me and you,
me and you.
You and me,
you and me.
Could it be?
Possibly,
I'd be your favorite, just like the blood
red,
the one you love and you cherish
like
blood
red. That's why she's blood red. That's all I see. Blood red, what I wanna be. Oh, how I shine. Oh, how proud I'd be if when you saw me, you would see. Oh,
deep blood red.
Oh.
Deep blood red, would you see your
the best thing.
to praising God like I really want to. My hands are going, my feet are dancing. Something happens in it. Sabbath, let's tell them what happens. I feel
so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Just living for Jesus.
And if you want his power,
You gotta call his name, and his name is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That name is Jesus.
Let me tell you who gonna make it to God's kingdom. None.
I'm reminded this evening of a story of a farmer that had an old goat. And everywhere that the farmer would go, he'd always take that old goat along with him. But one day, the farmer decided he was going into town, and he was going to leave the old goat tied in the backyard. And while he was gone, that old goat got loose some kind of way. And they had in the backyard what they call an old dug well. Somebody out there ought to know what I'm talking about. And while that old goat was grazing in the backyard, he accidentally slipped and fell down in that old dug well. Yes, he did. When the farmer got back, he discovered that the goat was missing. Didn't hear no noise nowhere. So he stepped out on the back porch. But he heard a noise down in that old dug well. Can I get a witness? Well, he knew then that that old goat was down in the well. And so he tried all he knew how to get the goat out of the well. Yes, he did. Had a long rope that he got out of the bun and threw it down in the well. And he tried to put it around the old goat. Everything he tried to do, it failed. Hallelujah. Well, with tears in his eyes, decided he'd give up on him. He said, well, the least I could do for him is give him a decent burial. Can I get one witness? But you know what, church? I'm so glad that man can decide when it's my time to go. Hallelujah. What he did, went in the barn and got his shovel. And he began to throw dirt down in that old dug well. Yes, yes. But what he didn't know, that old goat had a few tricks of his own. As he threw the dirt down in the well, that old goat, all he would do was just shake it off, shake it off, and tag it under his feet. After a while, that old farmer stopped, because he heard a noise in the well. He discovered that that old goat was still alive, and the dirt hadn't covered him up yet. Look at God stepping in. Oh, look at him stepping in right on time. But what he didn't know, a miracle started happening down in that well. Every time that he threw dirt in on the old goat, all that goat would do is just shake it all. Shake it all. Shake it all. And pack it under his feet. And he began to get higher. That old goat began to get higher. Every round. Began to get higher. Higher. Woo! Good God, I'm out of here this evening. After a while, that old goat was able to step out. Step out on dry land. And I think this evening, we ought to take pattern after the old goat. Every time somebody lie on us, what we need to do is shake it off and pack it under our feet. Shake it off. When they talk about you, shake it off. When they misuse us, shake it off. Talk about him.
things could be so rough. That's why I say the only time that you should look down on a man is when you're taking him up.
You don't have no right to lay about it. I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the street day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the street telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your soul. Ooh. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on the farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, mama and daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody. Nobody. Everybody.